Monsieur Furlong started by explaining to us the movement and the mobilization that took place in Baie-Comeau this morning. He told us that a lot of people from all across the North Shore traveled to Baie-Comeau. There was approximately 250 people, he told us. This mobilization took place between 7 a.m. this morning and 9 a.m. There were different people from the population, also representative from trucking companies. The mobilization was a success. The result that was anticipated was not as positive as the mobilization itself. The regional director for the Ministry of Transport in Baie-Comeau, Monsieur Cormier, did contact the office of the Ministry of Transport in Quebec City, requesting a meeting, saying that this delegation, the North Shore delegation, wanted to meet with Mr. Bonardel, the Minister for Transport Quebec. What was said was that official requests needed to be sent to Quebec, although in December, there was an official request that was sent to the Premier Legault, to the Minister of Transport, Mr. Bonardel, and also to the Minister Jonathan Julien, who's the minister responsible for our region. Obviously, the future will tell us where this mobilization will go. Obviously, people that supported were all in favor of continuing this mobilization. They all wanted this movement to continue. This is what Mr. Furlong confirmed to us. For the message from Monsieur Poirier, so he did explain to us that there was a letter that was sent, as Monsieur Furlong expressed, to the Premier. There was also a letter that was sent all across the North Shore to the citizens of the North Shore, explaining the same message, explaining the needs that we have, explaining also that we need the population to be behind this initiative. Then Monsieur Poirier reminded us of the delegation that went to Ottawa, and he also brought us back to 3 years ago when the North Shore decided to move together, when the North Shore decided that it was time to prioritize the extension of Route 138 and the bridge on the Saguenay River. Monsieur Poirier reminded us that at this point, it was our survival that depended on it. So he mentioned the elected officials, the chiefs, everyone deciding on this priority, deciding on this tool, stating that this road is a tool for the development of our region. He also reminded us the North Shore is losing their population. And this is something that we know, of course, happened on the Lower North Shore, but it happens everywhere across the North Shore. He did speak of our Innu neighbors that don't have so much issues with their demography. But even though, you know, their population are more stable, if we continue at this speed, we're saying that in not very long, within the next 10 years, the population of the North Shore will be below 80,000 people. So obviously, we've identified our Route 138, the bridge over the Saguenay River, as essential development tools. So this morning, as he said, the reaction from the MTQ, from Transport Quebec, was more or less to tell us to just take a number and maybe we'll have time to speak one day. Obviously, this was not the response that was hoped. He reminded us, Monsieur Poirier, of the delegation that went to Quebec, that it was a delegation that was united, that for once, the North Shore region worked together and decided on those two priorities and not speak of the road against the bridge, but to work together. The message was well received. This delegation that went to Quebec was strongly suggested to go to Ottawa to also receive support from Ottawa and also to try to receive financial support from Ottawa. Monsieur Poirier spoke about Monsieur Champagne, who at the time was the Minister for Infrastructure Communities at the federal level. Following the travel of this delegation to Ottawa, Monsieur Champagne did come to Sept-Îles. The minister did speak of how impressed he was of this delegation and how united they were and to continue to work this way. Unfortunately, the government of Quebec was not present at that meeting. And to this day, we're requesting of the government of Quebec an action plan. But of course, it is difficult, as you'll understand, to meet with the government of Quebec. During the fall of 2018, it was requested to have a clear action plan, to have studies. Randy and Darlene have spoke of the motion that was adopted at the National Assembly back in June. But even though this was adopted, no firm mandate was given for this final tracing. No studies were done. And obviously, what Monsieur Poirier did say is that we are not taken seriously by Transport Quebec. So obviously, there are two sections that are ready to go. But when we speak to the government of Quebec, they're telling us that they're still waiting for a response from Ottawa. So what we have to understand is that we are not a priority. So obviously this is what motivated this letter that was sent to the citizens of the Côte Nord. This is what also is motivating this mobilization. We have to work together and to continue working towards an action plan.
And that was Karine Mojic translating important information from the wardens, Mr. Régent Pourlier of the MRC of Sept-Îles, and also Marcel Furlong, the warden of the MRC of Manicouagan. That is an update on where the file currently sits for the Route 138 and the bridge over the Saguenay. There is more important information from this press conference, and we will be sharing that in the next half hour of the news. Stay tuned.